For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU football team won their first game of the season last weekend. Beat Concordia University St. Paul 47-7. Joined by sophomore quarterback Jordan Hine. Congratulations on the win.
Hey, thank you. It means a lot.
The way you guys had struggled the first couple of weeks out of the season, some may say that last week's performance was not accepted, not to be expected. If you guys play like you're capable, is that kind of a performance a weekly occurrence?
Oh, definitely. You know, we knew when we started off 0-3, you know, outside world probably thought, here we go again. But, you know, inside the locker room, you know, we never lost faith. Our confidence stayed high, and we just finally put a good game together.
You haven't practiced a lot lately for various reasons. What have you been able to do to get yourself ready during the week?
A lot of film. You know, that's helped me a lot, you know, because you spend all summer, all fall, you know, going through the plays and stuff. So basically just learning more, getting my head in the playbook, and learning a lot from Coach Bagnell has helped a lot.
You threw a lot of balls to the perimeter last week. Back shoulder is overused, I think, on a lot of football shows, but you threw a lot of them, and if they're thrown right, they're a very high percentage pass. You need a lot of timing and a lot of work with your receivers to connect on those passes, don't you?
Yeah, definitely. You know, that's something we've, especially for last week's game, we were really pushing to win our one-on-one matchups. I just had to give the guys a chance. They made a lot of plays for us.
Your defense last week played great, too. As a quarterback, you get a lot of credit in a win, but how much credit do they deserve for that win last week?
And they deserve a ton of it. You know, I kept telling Coach Bolte, like, that was one heck of a game of the defense. I think they had 8 or more 3-and-outs, and they always got us in good field position. So that just, them playing well, gives us a lot of confidence boost on offense to say, hey, guys, we got to go now, and it was awesome.
There aren't too many people that can say that they have the quarterback-center relationship of a brother, but you and your brother do. How does that help you guys on the field?
I think a lot, you know, definitely because not only is he my brother, but just talking with him, you know, what he sees and what I'm seeing, it, you know, just on the sidelines, it's a big help.
Are you brothers on the sidelines or teammates?
Teammates. I think we only had one scuffle in our career, and it was, I think, our sophomore year in high school. I rolled out, and I got tackled, and I told him he blocked the wrong guy, and he, of course, said he did, and that's the only time we got in a fight in a game.
He is a guy, though, that's been through the Northern Sun Conference wars and right in the middle of it. How does he help you off the field, just knowing what he knows?
Oh, a ton. You know, he's played a lot of football, especially in college, you know, starting as a redshirt freshman, and just he's such a man of high character that, I mean, it's just to look up to him and then learn from him, it's been a blessing.
Aren't too many college football players that get married while they're in college either, especially as young as he is. But has the family dynamic changed at all now with a sister-in-law?
Not too much. You know, they've been dating since 7th, 8th grade, so she's basically been in the Hine family. But, you know, just more jokes towards him, you know, being a college kid married. But it's been fun, though.
On the field this week, University of Mary on paper has certainly struggled. How can you guys get on them early like you did CSP a week ago?
You know, just it's almost going to be like last week. You know, they're going to give us a lot of man coverage. You just got to get the ball in our playmakers' hands and see what they can do. That's the biggest thing, I think.
You've been around for one homecoming as a player. What's it like?
Oh, it's awesome. You know, not too many colleges have a lake right off their field, and then a tradition of jumping in is pretty special. So hopefully we can get that done Saturday.
Hope to see you sopping wet afterwards. Good luck.
Thank you. Appreciate it.